Karen Powers is a wildlife biologist at Radford. For 3 years, she and her students documented a rise in bird-window collisions on campus. The culprit turns out to be a growing number of modern buildings with lots of glass.
We're seeing a shift in architecture on Radford's campus, and I'm sure campuses everywhere are making this shift as well. You went from the stately brick buildings to now buildings that have a lot more windows.
As many people know, glass can look like open sky to birds because the glass reflects the landscape, the terrain behind them. And even as the number of bird window collisions rises, what's even more deadly to birds overall?
Number one is cats.
Sabrina Garvin is executive director of Southwest Virginia's Wildlife Center in Roanoke.
My cats are indoors. Do not believe in letting cats outdoor. They're not part of nature. They're a domestic breed. Cats constantly hunt. They're one of the few animals that hunt even when they're full. They hunt just to hunt.
Powers and Garvin are urging people to keep their cats indoors and to put decals or other designs on their windows, especially during migration, because birds are able to see those and fly clear of them. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.